Scholastic Audio presents Mortal Engines, Book 1 by Philip Reeve, read by Barnaby Edwards. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Hunting Ground. It was a dark, blustery afternoon in spring, and the city of London was chasing a small mining town across the dried-out bed of the old North Sea. In happier times, London would never have bothered with such feeble prey. The great traction city had once spent its days hunting far bigger towns than this, ranging north as far as the edges of the ice waste and south to the shores of the Mediterranean. But lately, prey of any kind had started to grow scarce, and some of the larger cities had begun to look hungrily at London. For 10 years now, it had been hiding from them, skulking in a damp, mountainous western district that the Guild of Historians said had once been the island of Britain. For 10 years, it had eaten nothing but tiny farming towns and static settlements in those wet hills. Now, at last, the Lord Mayor had decided that the time was right to take his city back over the land bridge into the great hunting ground. It was barely halfway across when the lookouts on the high watchtowers spied the mining town, gnawing at the salt flats 20 miles ahead. To the people of London, it seemed like a sign from the gods, and even the Lord Mayor, who didn't believe in gods or signs, thought it was a good beginning to the journey east, and issued the order to give chase. The mining town saw the danger and turned tail, but already the huge caterpillar tracks under London were starting to roll faster and faster.